Okay, today's daf we learn is Daf Bet in Masechta Shavuot. And where we left off, we were showing that the Mishnah itself seems to be according to two different opinions. Well, it was Sotar itself. Or either you say it's one opinion and therefore it's like the din is different, or you can say the din is the same and it's two different opinions. Why is that? It's because it's according to Rabbi Akiva that you can have Shtayim Shen Arba by Shavuot. As we said, because Shtayim Shen Arba you can be chayv because it's going. Not just in the future, but also in the past. The Rebbe Shmuel disagrees. But when it comes to Yediyat Tumah, the positions are switched. You can have Shtayim Shen Arba for Rebbe Shmuel. However, you can't have Shtayim Shen Arba according to Rebbe Akiva. That was what we said. Because Rebbe Akiva says, Ahelem Tumah was Chayeb and on Ahelem Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Chayeb by Kamei Rebbe Yossi. V'lama lik Rebbe Shmuel, afilik Rebbe Akiva. Why do you have to say that? It's that second opinion is Rabbi Shmuel. Like, why you say the second opinion is Rabbi Kiva? Atya hi yediyah vehelem al tumah mikdash, yediyah vehelem al tumat mikdash hekdash. In other words, why do you simply say Shtayim Shen Arba, that's Rabbi Akiva, and you don't have to say that it's all chayiv. You can have some chayiv and some patur. However, Amaru man itle helem tumah vehelem mikdash. What are you talking about? When you get to the second parak, you'll see. That it's talking about the chiyuv in both situations. Who's that shita? Love Rabbi Yishmael. It's Rabbi Yeshua. But you're trying to say it's Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, once again, either you have to say the Mishnah is according to two opinions, or we try to say that. That we tempted to say just now that it could be two different. Sorry, we tempted to say it could be the same shita, but that kind of doesn't work because. If you have in the context of the next parak as well, you'll see that you have to say chayiv shtayim shen arba is chayiv for all arba, both yediyat tumah and also for shavuot, and therefore that's expressed opinions of Rabbi Akiva for shavuot and Rabbi Shmuel for yediyat tumah. Okay, let's continue. Now it says pamim shesh kane helem tumah vehelem mikdash v'nechaim elachad. So again, we're dealing back with yediyat tumah. What is Yedot Tumah? Once again, this is someone who became Tameh. That's Asur to eat from a Korban or enter the base of Mikdash in the state of Tumah. So we've said in the Mishnah, again, this is according to Rabbi Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that if someone either forgets his Tameh or he forgets that the object he's eating is Korban or he's in, the place he's going to the base of Mikdash, there'd be Chayv in those situations. Now, what we're trying to say is you can have sometimes you can have Helam Tumah and Helam Mikdash and Chayv only once. How so? Heiche Avid, Nitma v'yada. Someone was Tameh and he realized he was Tameh. Na'al mameinu Tumah. And then he forgot he was Tameh. Okay, fine. That can happen. V'nichnasim, enters the base of Mikdash. So that's already generates his first chiyuv. V'yatsa, and he comes out. V'yada, ne'la mameinu Mikdash. Now, importantly, the way it really sounds like from the Korban Eda is he forgot that that location he's going to go to was the base of Mikdash. Like Mikdash, in other words, you can't go in there in case of Tumah. And then yada that he became tameh, so the entire time has been some sort of helem, and then he goes back into the base of mikdash, v'nichnas lemikdash, v'yatzan comes out v'yada, and then realize, oh wow, I was tameh, and this there is the base of mikdash. Harei kan helem tuma v'helem mikdash v'enu chayv. So what's happening here is because you need both yediyat tuma and yediyat makom to be chayv. The fact that you had helem one and then helem the other is in this overlapping way means you had a helem a shkaga, if you like, the entire time, albeit the levers have changed along the way. Meaning initially it was helem tumah, now it's helem mikdash. Nonetheless, it's considered like having multiple kazaisim of helev. The fact it's gone in many, many times. We know if someone didn't realize that this object here was chelev, it was a forbidden fat, that's Yisur Karet, and Tana has multiple kazesim, each of them is a shear of Yisur. If it's kula behelem echad, if it's all in one helem, all, period of forgetfulness, we'll call it that, he's only chayv one korban. So too, that's a korban chatat in that context. And so too here with yediyat tumah, if he goes in and out, and each time, well, the entire time, there wasn't really a full yediyah over the entire period, because initially it was Helam Tumah, and then it overlapped and it became the Helam Mikdash. So the whole thing is still considered Helam Echad. Therefore, you're chayv only one korban. Again, despite the fact the nature of the Helam changed along the way between the two times he went in, doesn't matter because you have to have a, since you have to have a full yediyah to, if you like, break it up, you have to know both. That's why it's considered Helema. It's all like Helema Karan on the time once. Okay? That should be clear, hopefully. Let's continue. Pa'amim sheyesh bo kama yediyot. You can have many yediyot, v'kala mehelemot, and many elemot, v'enu chayv, ela chad, you only chayv once. Heichi avid haso. And this is another interesting case. Heichi avida. The case is as follows. Nitma v'yada, he became tameh, and he knew he was tameh. Okay? He became dama. So he had a yediyah in the beginning. Ne'ama meno tuma ad shehu behelem tuma nila meno mikdash. So now we've had the helem of both together. Helem mikdash and helem tuma. So he didn't know the place was allowed to go in the state of Tumah, and also didn't know his Tumah. V'nichnas lemikdash, and he goes in. V'yatzan comes out. V'yada, and he became, and he realized he was Tameh. V'amar Tumah zu, but he thought now this Tumah ain't chayvim ala korban, not chayv a korban. That's Helam korban, if you remember. Or Shiga korban. And then what happens, he goes, v'nichnas, skip 2 lines here. V'nichnas lemikdash v'yatzan, goes in and out. Afilu kama pa'amim, even again, we've mentioned, v'helem echad, doesn't matter how many times you go in and out. We say in that situation, you've gone in many times and you've had multiple helemot. We've got helem mikdash, helem tumah, and also this concept like a helem korban, if you like. Or shkia korban, we say the sof yadare kami yediot helemot, you have multiple helemot, multi yediot, and you still only chayv one korban. Because you didn't have a full yediyah at any point to mechalek. Now let's continue. This section now we refer to is the shtaim she'arba ma'negayim. Now, when it comes to Negaim, just to recall what they are, I'll just read you from the beginning of Negaim, it says, Marod Negaim Shneim Shen Arba. You've got Baheret, which is Azak Kesheleg, that's like a bright snow. Shniyala, Vitz Toladaz Kesida Hichal. Read from the beginning of Masechta Negaim. Set is the next Av, which is like a krum beitz, like the white and an egg, and Shniyala like Tzemer Lavan. That's Ibn Rabbi Meir, whereas Chachamim say actually Se'et is Tzemer Lavan. And Shnia is Kukrum Beitza. So they're just arguing what is the Avon and what is the Toladah. So in order, just to simplify this, the order of brightness, from the brightest is Azek Kesheleg, Tzemer Lavan, Sid Heichal, and Krum Beitza. Okay? Now, Kohen Chachamim, I'll just number them for you for simplicity. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 being the brightest. Kohen Chachamim, 1 is the Av, and its Toladah is in slot 3. The next Av is in slot number 2, and its Toladah is in slot 4. Okay, so it's 1-3 is Av and Toldah, 2-4 is the other Av and Toldah, but the two Avot is 1 and 2, and the two Toladah is 3 and 4. Just remember that numbering, it'll help as we go through this. So the Gemara says, Pisco, I haven't seen this, I don't think, I'm not sure if we've seen the expression of Pisco, meaning this is like a quote from the Mishnah. In any event, Marot Negaim Shneim Shen Arba. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says as follows: Shorti Roshua ben Rabbi Akiva at Rabbi Akiva. Roshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva, Marot Negaim Shneim Shen Arba. Why did we use this? The way the Quran explained is why this verbose type of language to say when it comes to Marot Negaim Shneim Shen Arba. So Amarlo the Imla. So Rabbi Akiva responds back to his son, well, Mayomru. What do you expect it to say? Just simply, let's look at the lowest one, which is the yolk of an egg, like we explained. And they say from that point upwards, they're all Marot Negaim. Okay, that is effectively the question. So Amar Lo, now I've got a few extra lines entered here in my Osvahadar. It says, Amar Lo melamed shemitztarfim zeim ze. That is to show that they are mitztarf with one another. So in other words, when it comes to the nega, it's all right, it has to be a particular minimum size, kegris, which we said is 6 by 6 sort of hairs, like very a small region, but it has to be the full size. Now, what happens if you have a patch that is mixed with the two different shades of white? We're learning now that it's mitzdarfim. We have to be careful as we go along in terms of which shades mitzdarf. Let's just put simply mitzdarfim for the moment for simplicity. So, Amarlo, Yomru mikrum beitzo lamala, tameh umitzdarfim. Why do you simply say from krum beitzo above is metameh and mitzdarf? Now, the problem is. His issue is, the way Korban explained it, is normally we say, when you teach us Talmud, it's got to be in a very succinct, very short way. So for simplicity, make it simple, make it clear, make it compact. If, however, so when the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shna Arba, at least very verbose. So he says, okay, well, you're trying to say to teach us Mitzdarif, just simply say, okay, Mikrom Beitza Lamala, from Krom Beitza upwards, then simply it's Tameh Mitzdarif. By using this funny language. So Amarlo she'im ein bakibaem u'shmotam. So back to what we have in your Gemara. If this is to teach you the reason why I need a Shneim Shnei Arba is to teach that if you are not a baki, you're not expert in its names, ain or air nagain, then that you don't know, like part of the nagain test for a coin. Remember, except the nagain, that in order to make someone tame, it's the coin, alpia coin, the coin is the one that says tame o tahor. Now, if he doesn't know, yes, someone can advise him, but still up here, Cohen. But the point is, the only person who can inspect it, who's if you like it, smicha negayim, call it that, is someone who is able to say, oh yeah, this is Sira Hechel, this is Krum Beitza, this is Semer Lavan, right? He's able to identify or Aza Kashelik. He's able to identify them. Now the Gemara says, we're sort of taking a bit of a break here because we're going to come back to this discussion between Rabbi Yeshua and his son, sorry, Rabbi Kiva and his son. It says as follows: Minayin shemitztarfim zeh mezeh. Where do we see that they're mitztarif? So the Gemara says, Amar of Mana, Mano toch them shnayim u'mano tom arba. The Chachamim counted two and counted four. Now, what the question really here is not the Minayin is; it's more like how are they mitztarif? Which mitztarif with one another? So the Gemara now says, "Uma shnayim mitztarfim ze im ze." Just as the two avodah mitztarif, af arba mitztarfim ze im ze. The way the Qur'an explains it is, so too the toladot mitztarif with one another. So in other words, only the avot mitztarif, so one and two, and also only the toladot, which would be three and four. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rav Avin im b'she'enu mino." Now, tolada is the same min. Usually, it's a considered derivative of its av. So, if b'she'eno mino mitztaref, if an av is mitztaref with another av, one or two that are completely do different minim, lo kol shekein min b'mino, kal v'chomer, then an av should mitztaref with its own tolada. So, for example, one and two can mitztaref. We've been saying that three and four of the toladot can mitztaref. Now, we're saying also one and three and two and four can mitztaref. Because an av can mitztaref with its own tolada. Kal v'chomer. Okay? So far, so good. Now, the Amar of Yossi Barbun, it says, V'hayu ain't k'tiv, Ela V'haya. The pasuk says, Adam kiyed b'or b'saro, se'et osa pachot o b'heret, V'haya b'or b'saro. Now, that V'haya is in Lashon Yachid. It doesn't say V'hiyu, because again, the pasuk seems to suggest that there are multiple different colors, but then it says V'haya in the singular. Melamed, now it says Einan, but most of the Bahrain change gives it to Hen, or the way the Korban Eda Cravely says it's actually she'inun, not einan, that they do mitstarfim zeimze. Now she mitstarfim zeimze seems to imply that therefore we can do a derivative from the pasuk that mitstarf with one another. So Tanya Reb Chiska, and this seems to suggest that they can all mitstarf with one another. Okay, we'll get that. That's a pops perhaps, and we'll get to that in a moment as well. Tanya Chiska negatzarat enktiv ella negatzarat in the singular melamal she'in or hen in that they do mitstarfim ze, not ein. That's how we're learning the Tziruf. If we go back now to the discussion between Rabbi Yeshua and his father, Rabbi Akiva, it says, Amalo, v'yomoru, if you want to say now that the mitztarfim zeim zeh, you still got a problem. You simply say, mikrom beitzel l'mala tameh mitztarfim. Now, the Hava Minah here, I'll show you Korban Eda, it says, Amalo, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Aviv. Yom rusagad Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar arvam b'mitztarfim. That which he thought his father is saying that mitztaref, at this stage, then, is once again, you're saying the mitztarfim, and the whole reason why it's changed in Arab is that they're all mitztarf one with the other. If that's the case, you can still say mikroma beitza lamala mitztarfim. Okay? You didn't divide it. So Amalo Rabbi Akiva says back to him, Amalo, melamed she'einam ze lamala mizeh. Einam ze lemale mizeh means, I'll read the commentary, it says, she'enem mitztarfim, they don't mitztarf, mipnei she'zu lemale mino, ela baheret mitzaref im sid, mipnei she'hu tolata, umina. In other words, if it just had it zu lemale mizu, we would think that all the different colors can mitztarf with one another. And you mitztarf, if you like, with that which is above the one above the other. Okay? However, we're saying no, the Beheret is only mitztarfim mitzid because that is the tolada, its own tolada. Which, and mipneshi hi toladat umina. The af al pishim muchumir shtemla, despite the fact that it is two steps down. If you remember, every av to its tolada is two steps down, one and three, two and four. Vehen se'et im krom beitza, which is position two and position four. Aval se'et im sid mitzaref, afal pi she'ein amuchay meno. So se'et and sid a mitzaref, despite the fact afal pi she'ein amuchay mimena ela mala echad, mipnei she'ein umina. So aval se'et ein a mitzaref. I misread that. Se'et and sid will not mitzaref without another. That is, sid ha'hechel is number three. And Se'et is number two, but that is not its own Toladah. Because again, one and three is Avan Tola, two and four is a Soladah. So Se'et and Sid are not going to mitzdarif with one another. Aval Se'et im Sid enu mitzdarif, afal pi she'enu nemucha, despite the fact it's only one step away, two to three, ela mala arachat mipnei, why? Because it's not Mina. So this is quite clear saying that what Reb Akiva said, the reason why we have to say Shteim Shema Arba is to show, yes, they are mitzdarif, but not all types of tziruf work. In other words, position two can't mitzvah for possession three because it's not its own min. So avot can mitzvah, we've described that. Avon toladah can mitzvah, but once toladah can mitzvah with the other av. That's the point. The Gemara says, the response was, why not? Why can't you say that? Why can't we say that once you can mitzvah, toladah can mitzvah with another av? So the Gemara says, "Im amar at ken." If you say that, "Nimtza omer haketame va'keminate," it would also be tame. V'ator amar v'neke ha'nega. That's haketame, aval ha'keminake tahor. So what does this mean? Korban says, "Im atamar ken." If you say that this whole pattern is ulam azul, that one commits taref, like four commits taref with one, if you like, well, that wouldn't work. Then, even if it, say, went dropped down a few shades, then it would be, if you like, still tameh. Why? It says, the im lo ken, krum beitza amai tameh, daha iu namuch lamata min nega, or krum beitza is dropping down min nega se'et, which is its own one, hakatuv krash de malot. It's dropping down too. V'atora amra v'nekar nega. So it explains this is, that if it drops down in shade and doesn't spread, then it's tahor. V'im pasa, but if the nega spreads, we said no, that's a time, that's a sign of tumah. Even if it drops down in a shade, as long as it's within the band of the four shades, that's my own addition, it is still tameh. Avrim, if it gets drops down a few rungs below the band. Afilu pasa, even if it spreads in its tahor, because it's no longer within the band of four. Now it says, but you just said if it drops down even a few rungs, it's still within, then it should be tameh. It should be hakeminakeh havalei tameh. What's me we're referring to? Elavadai kemen de minokeh. In other words, if we're saying that it's dropping down from position two to position four, that is not considered dropping down two rungs. Why? Because it's still within its min. So it's considered dropping down one rung. Yes, in the chart of all colors, in your color chart, it looks like it's dropping down two steps. But since it's working within its own min, it's dropped down from the av to its own toladah. That's one step down. Technically, from a halachic perspective, it's one step down. So too, that's the same thing. It's not about a ranking system. Etc. So now I'll just explain outside and bring a mashal in a moment. He's saying as follows. We've learned when it comes to the dinim of negayim, it says if it hasn't spread and it hasn't gone lighter, then we say, now the neg is the same after the period of quarantine for 2 weeks, and the person is tahor. Because it's actually not 2 weeks, it's really 13 days, because it's 1 week and then another week after it, but the first and last day of the 2 weeks are overlapping. That's why it's really 13 days. But if the neg spreads, the Torah says, then what's the din? Even if it goes kehah, even if it sort of lightens somewhat, then the person is considered confirmed metzora, and it will be a metzora muchlat until he heals, until it shrinks down again. Mashma, that only if it's kehev, if it lightens a bit, but if it goes kehev minake, it drops down two rungs, then it would be tahor even if it spreads. But the Gemara says, but what are you talking about? If you say, if your havamina was, we're dealing with the whole ranking system one, two, three, four, that there's no like minim, let's call there's no minim, it's just the whole four shades, and it was on position two, and it dropped down to position four, se'et to krum beitza. then according to, if you say it's a ranking system, then it's effectively dropped down two levels, and dropping down two levels, it should be Tahor in that situation, but that's not the case. It's still within the band, and the nega spread, so therefore you should be tamei. So unless you say it must be as follows, unless you say that we're not dealing with simply four shades, we're dealing with two avot, two different minyan. They have their own toladot. Yes, practically they're on a spectrum of white. Fine, put that aside. But really, what you've got is you've got two avot and two toladot. And going haker, going dropping down a shade means going from the av to the tolada. So therefore, what it's saying is if we've got this se'et and it drops down to krum beitza, in other words, the nega spread. And it was se'et and it dropped down one keha. It only dropped down one rung. It's not one rung in the ladder. It's within its own min. It's going after toladah. So it's not considered dropping down as in lightning two shades, even though technically, yes, on the color spectrum, it would be that. It's just dropped down. It's dropped down one. Only, it's considered only dropping down one because within its own min, there are only two shades in that min, which is the se'et down to krum beitza. And therefore, it's still considered tamei in that situation, as is the din, because it didn't drop down below the shades of whites within the band. So that's a proof, if you like, that we're dealing with not a spectrum of four colors. We're dealing with two separate minim that each of them have their own tolada. And as we've said so far, the two avot can combine, and av and the tolada can combine. We've even, according to some opinions, we've seen the toladot can combine, but an av can not combine with the other tolada. And that's a mashal we say as follows. Vatika damar Rav Chanina. This is a mashal like he says, L'shnei malachim v'shtar pirchim. You've got two kings. They have their two own offices. Malchus shezeh gadol min kol shezeh. One king is a bigger king than the other king. So that's position one and two, as we've said. V'ifrachu shelzeh. And the governor of the greater king is bigger than the governor of the other king. So let's put them in position three and four. But as we said, the governor of the bigger king is not greater than the other king. So therefore, we've got them in position one, two for the two kings, and the governor of position one is position three, and the governor of position of king two is position four. Okay, very much like the mashal with the Nagai. Now, why is that a good mashal? And Shmuel's going to bring another mashal next year, but we'll stop here. The mashal is as follows. He says, I'll read the Korban Eda. It says, "L'shnei malachim shezugar mazul v'tol dem sir v'krom beitza damya l'shlei duchsot." These are the governors, if you like. The duchah shel melech gadol miduchah shel melech katan, aval ena gadol mi melech katan. Fine, kach sira gadol hushu mi krom beitza, aval lo se. Shma mina she'ein tzirufan bezer lemalam mizeh. That it's not a combination going upwards. Why? Daha vaday kol duchus shayat amalko. Because in that mashal, each governor is only a shaychus to his own king, his own person is answerable to. The ein kvodo shel melech, it's not the kavod of the melech that's katan, lelech to walk with the duchus of the melech sheni. Meaning, king number two, it's not kavod for him to walk with another king's governor. It doesn't matter that that governor seems more chashuv than his own governor. No, it's another king's governor, it's not, nothing to do with him. Aval shnei malachim, but the two kings, yes, yachad olchim, they can walk with another. So to vechem becheret mitzdarfim. That's so the mashal is the beautiful mashal as follows. Each king, it's respectful, if you like, for the two kings to walk with one another. It's respectful the king will walk with their own governors, but it's not respectful for a king to walk with another king's governor. And that's why we say that the one and two can combine, and the two like the mashal of the two kings. One and three and two and four can combine because it's like it's again, it's like the king with its own governor. It's within its own min. However, one and four or two and three can't combine, despite the fact two and three are closer than two and four, because it's like a mashal of a king walking with another person, another king's governor. Ain't kavod, it's not the right way. And therefore, using a mashal, it's trying to combine across min, if you like, from a one av with a toladav vava, and that wouldn't work. But we'll stop here. Shmuel gives another mashal with shagririm. But the reason for that, again, we'll see in next year, but it gives us a chance to do chazara. Tov, learn a bit of Nagayim. Sintaris is healthy. Galtov.